All right, let's get started. We are about to really get going over here. The major sugya again is the machlokas Rabba and Rava. Why is it that a person has to say b'farni nechta, b'farni nechta? The first halacha in all Maseches Gittin is that when someone comes from Medina Siyam with a get, a shliach lahalacha with a get, he has to say b'farni nechta, b'farni nechta. So the question is why? So Rabba says ein b'kin l'shma, because the concern is that people in Medina Siyam don't know how to write a get l'shma. And we had a discussion yesterday, Tosfos and the Ran, exactly what the nature of that concern is. But by saying b'farni nechta, you're somehow certifying it as being l'shma, that everything was done kedasu kedin. Rava amar l'fishein edim sfin l'kaimo, and Rava says, no, the problem is that there aren't edim around to be mekayim the get, and the only way to be mekayim, or the easiest way to be mekayim it, not the only way, if you actually find edim, that's a better way, but the easiest way to be mekayim the get is by just having this guy say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. The Gemara is going to ask through the sugya and daf gimel why Rava doesn't say like Rabba, and the Gemara asks over here why, according to each of them, do you need, does it suffice to have one aid? Shouldn't you really require two aidim to accomplish any of the things that you're trying to accomplish? So the Gemara says, yeah, this is only a din midrabanan, so we somehow compare it to eid echad nemen bisurin, which even though it doesn't really fit the general category of eid echad nemen bisurin, because eid echad nemen bisurin does not apply to davar sheba erva, to things relating to marriage, divorce. You can't just have one aid kiddushin and say that it's okay. You can't have one aid on dini mamonis and assume that you're going to be mechayev money with things like that either. But by yisurin, by yisur v'heter, is this food kosher? Is it not kosher? So one aid is good enough. Over here, we have some sort of approximation of eid echad nemen bisurin. We're going to get to that in the next sugya. That we're not really going to delve deeply into right now. Right now, what I wanted to focus on is this idea that that ein b'kiyum l'shma. Meaning, what's the problem with ein b'kiyum l'shma? So, if you look at Rashi. I'm sorry, both Ein B'kin L'shma and Ein Eidim Asurin L'Kaimo. If you look at Rashi, L'fish Ein B'kin L'shma, I think we saw it yesterday, the top Rashi and Beis Amud Beis, Ein B'nei Medina Siyam B'nei Torah, Ve'ein Yodin Shesarach Lichtov Aget L'Shem Isha, Ukraksiv V'kasav La Sefer Krisos, that the people in Medina Siyam don't know Halacha well enough. Ein B'nei Torah doesn't mean that they hang out on at the bars in Ben Yehuda Street. It means that they don't know halachas well enough, right? They're not literally B'nei Torah. Torah is not something that they're very fluent in. And Pasuk says, "Kaz la sefer krisos la dahinu l'shma," and la means l'shma. Hilkach omer ashliach pani nechtam pani nechtam umemele shaylin alei. So we saw that great chiddush of Rashi yesterday, that you then therefore have to ask him im nechtav l'shma, because otherwise how does b'fani nechtam address the problem? It's only going to address the problem if at some point somebody certifies that this was actually done l'shma. So Rashi says, yes, so you ask them, and when you ask them it becomes clear whether it was l'shma or not. Tosos and the Ran said, what are you talking about? We never find anywhere that you have to ask them. It sounds like b'farni nechtam is enough, that they never actually have to say the word l'shma. And the truth is, you can't really learn that machlokas Rashi and Tosfos with full understanding if you don't see the Gemara on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. So just to close off from yesterday's topic for just a moment, let's just take a quick peek at the Gemara on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. If you take a look, the Gemara discusses why is it, if the whole concern is one of Lishma, why is it, the Gemara asks the Kasha, why don't they have to say, was it Gimel Amud Aleph? Gimel Amud Aleph, about 15 lines before the end of the page, first one line is Verava, right? So Verava my time alom or Kerabba. Why isn't Rava? Why doesn't Rava hold like Rabba that the issue is an issue of lishma? So Amalach mi katani b'fanei nechtav lishma, b'fanei nechtam lishma. Rava says very simple. Why I don't hold like Rabba? Because the Mishnah never said that you have to say lishma. So it can't be that there's a concern of lishma because we're never addressing the concern of lishma. So how's Rabba going to answer that? Says the Gemara, v'Rabba bedinhu delisni hachi. Rabba says, you're right. It should have said, b'fani nechtav l'shma, b'fani nechtam l'shma. But if we make it so long, we're going to end up missing, if we make the statement, the declaration of the Eidim, or of the Shliach rather, so long, he's going to end up missing some of the words, and he's not going to give the proper declaration. It needs to be a very short statement. If it's too long of a statement, Asi l'migzir, you're going to end up cutting things off of the statement. Says Rashi, D'lo yomar kulu, he's not going to say the whole statement. That any time you veer, even a little bit, from the way the Chacham say, you have to put the nusach of a get, it's going to make the Vlad a mamzer. If the woman gets remarried based on such a get, it's going to be invalid, and any child she has from a future marriage is going to be a mamzer. So we don't want to make the nusach too complicated, because if you make it too complicated, the guy's going to mess up, and once he messes up, you're playing with fire. You're going to mess up the entire get. So ask the Gemara one second, Hashtanami Asi the Migzia. But wait a second, shouldn't we be concerned now also that if the guy says Bifani Nechtam, Bifani Nechtam, maybe he'll forget to say Bifani Nechtam. He'll just say Bifani Nechtam. Meaning, as soon as you institute any sort of text that he must say, you're playing with fire. And says the Gemara, Chadami Tlas Ga'iz, Chadami Tarti Lo Ga'iz. Bifani Nechtam. That's an easy phrase. Bifani Nechtam. That's an easy phrase. Two words are good sized phrases for people to use and keep in their heads. Once you get to three word phrases, so then like you're like beyond like Sesame Street level, and yet you're not going to be able to remember, you're going to end up cutting off one of the words once you get to three word phrases. But so that's the Gemara. So the Gemara says, how does Rabba address the issue of you never certified that it's Lishma, right? Meaning, Bifanei Nechtav, shouldn't it have the word Lishma in there? So the Gemara answers, yeah, we just can't. You can't put the word Lishma in there because it's just going to be too big. So when you see that Gemara, is that more of a Rashi Gemara? Or is that more of a Tosfos Gemara? And remember, Rashi's one that said that the Eidim have to say the word Lishma. They need to say it. It has to come out somewhere. It's just that we don't make it part of the Takana of what they say. It's when do they say it according to Rashi? When you question them. Right? They say something to get the conversation started. It's Bifani Nechtam is an icebreaker. And then we start the conversation, and then they'll get Lishma in there. But they need to say it. Lishma's got to get in there. According to Tosfos, no, Lishma doesn't need to get in there. Bifani Nechtam means Lishma. It means Lishma. It's good enough. That Gemara, is that more like Rashi or more like Tosfos? Does it fit better with Rashi or fit better with Tosfos? Why?
Because Rashi holds that you need to say Lishma, just says that you're only supposed to, they're not going to remember the phrase Lishma, so therefore everyone has to talk about it first and then remind him to say Lishma once.
Good. Meaning, why did Rava not like Rabba? Rava didn't want to hold like Rabba because if your concern is Lishma, then the Eidim have to solve that concern. The Shliach has to solve that concern. He needs to solve it in some way, right? So the Gemara says, Rabba, what do you say to that? Did Rabba ever answer that in the Gemara? Not really. What he said is, well, it's just so hard to remember. Okay, but how's it being solved? I mean, where are you solving the concern?
Yes, Rashi is explaining.
So according to Rashi, Rashi would say, yeah, obviously the concern has to, I mean, Rabba's not going to deny that the concern has to be solved. It's just, we can't do it straight. We have to do it like this because if we try to do it straight, you can end up cutting off some of the words. So we have to leave it in Bazin's hand to make sure the conversation heads in that direction. Right? But you do have to solve the concern. According to Tosfos, did Rabba ever answer Rava's challenge? Rava's challenge is you never addressed Lishma. And what's Rabba's answer? Yeah, but if I do address Lishma, it's going to be too risky because people might forget. Good, you never addressed Lishma. Right? I understand it's going to be risky. People might forget. But you've never solved the issue. So Tosos pipes up, yeah, it does solve the issue. Stama Lishma. How does it solve the issue? So according to Tosos, L'chora, whether you take the Ran's explanation or just Tosos straight, you know, however you want to understand it, Bifani Nechtam is enough. You don't need the word Lishma. So when Rava challenges Rabba, hey Rabba, how come we don't have the word Lishma there? You know what Rabba should have answered? You don't need it. Bifani Nechtam, it's stama. It's included in the phrase. Rabba shouldn't have gotten, it's too long. It's not that it's too long.
You could say could say that the optimal meaning, obviously, it would be the best if you could say the Shema, but you can't.
Ah, good. So some of the Achronim say, this Gemara is exactly like Tosfos. And they say, no, obviously what Rabbah's saying is that clearly if you could say Lishma explicitly, that would be the best. But you can't say Lishma explicitly because it's too long. Memele, you can rely on the fact that B'fani Nachtam means Lishma. Right? According to Tosfos, that works great. And some of the Achronim will say, according to Rashi, it doesn't work great. Because there's nothing in this Gemara that really addresses Lishma. I mean, according to Tosfos, Lishma is addressed in this Gemara over here in Gimel Amud Aleph. Because as soon as you say Mfani Nachtam, Lishma is really taken care of. It's just that it should have been more explicit. Okay, it can't be more explicit because it's too long. According to Rashi, it's never addressed in this Gemara. It's never addressed in any Gemara. That there's a conversation that has to happen, that Lishma comes out somewhere. So many of the Achronim say that no, this Gemara works much, much better according to Tosfos. Because the elephant in the room at the end of this Gemara, meaning the big kasha that never gets answered in the end of this Gemara, is the Gemara never addressed Rava's challenge. How did the Shliach address Lishma? According to Tosfos, maybe it did. Just by the saying the words Farei Nechtam, that's stumble Lishma, so that includes Lishma. Yeah?
But doesn't Rashi, but the way Rashi seems to understand this whole scenario, this whole, the way the when he comes into Beis and how it all works, is that it's not just I'm saying Farei Nechtam, that's the beginning of a whole conversation.
That's how Rashi understands, but he has no evidence to that.
I'm saying, however he sees it, if you learn that way, then according to the Rabbi doesn't need to address Rabbi's issue because he says that, I mean, a separate issue is that he has no proof for what he's saying, but the way he learns it, he doesn't need to address Rabbi's question of Rabbi because it's obvious to him that there's more than just this phrase.
And the Gemara's Kasha, why don't you say Lishma, is a Kasha just, why didn't you include it in the original Nusach?
So saying there's a reason that it's not included in the original Nusach, it's too long, but that he says that, and that's the beginning of something more.
But then clearly the next line of the Gemara would have been, clearly it does have to be addressed.
I'm saying it needs to be addressed. I think it needs to be addressed where Rashi is getting his assumption that he worries why he assumes that.
I'm saying Rashi would read the Gemara, but clearly the Shema is going to be said.
Yeah.
And that will answer Rava's Kasha. Right. I think that's how Rashi reads the Gemara. Meaning, what I'm just trying to show you is, you can't learn this Machlokes Rashi Tosfos without seeing that Gemara. And you have to see how Rashi reads it slightly different than Tosfos. Right? The way Tosfos is reading it is, Farei Nechtam already includes everything. The Gemara is just asking, why not make it more explicit? And the way Rashi reads the Gemara is, the Gemara is asking, what the heck happened to Lishma? Where is it? And the Gemara's answer is, we couldn't include it in the original statement as part of a text, but obviously it has to be addressed in the conversation.
That raises the issue of how Rashi, where he gets that there's more to this conversation, which could be, I mean, is that possible that we're not reading?
Because Rashi, because Rashi would say there's no such thing as stam lishma. Who says stam means lishma?
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's a very big chiddush. They stam lishma. The Ran had to give a little tavlin to it to try to explain that. Oh, it's because you're asking me questions, so I'm going to start being on guard. Why did they ask me so many questions? Was it b'fanai? So then, I probably, if it wasn't Lashma, I would have said something.
But that seems to fit better than in the Gemara, in the words of Gemara, than what Rashi's saying. Rashi seems to be creating something.
Right, that's Tosfos' main taina on Rashi. Yeah, but Rashi can't accept that it's Stamma Lashma. He doesn't understand why would it be Stamma Lashma. Evan?
My only problem with Rashi is, how could you... The Gemara should have said there's an obligation on the Beis Din to ask about Lishma then. Because you're not going to be, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's nothing, Rashi's putting an obligation on the Beis Din, no one seems to address it anyway.
Right, so Tosfos points it out. Yeah, there's no Gemara like this. There's no Gemara that actually goes through the conversation. Okay, very, very difficult. Now, Shitas Rabbah, we have to say Farei Nechtam, because they're not Pekin Lishma. Says Rashi, And so what? So is that meaning? There might be Batei Din out there, they're not Pekin Lishma. What does that mean? Does that mean every get that comes from Medina Siyam, there's a legitimate concern was actually written Shalal Lishma? Or does it mean we're going to safeguard ourselves, or we're going to add a Chumrah to make it certified lishma, even though legitimately we're not concerned that it's going to be lishma. Why would we add a chumrah to make it, you know, to certify it as lishma if we're not really concerned about it? It's not that we're concerned that it's not written lishma. We're convinced it's written lishma. We're concerned that the husband's going to come and claim that it wasn't written lishma. And once he makes such a claim, we have to address that in some way. We have to answer him. We have to have a teretz. But we know that the din is that a get that comes from the din of siyam, of course it's lishma. But if the husband comes and tainas, or anyone really comes and tainas, no, that came from a terrible beis din and it's not lishma, we're going to need a teretz. We're going to need to be able to answer. And that's what B'Farinachim is coming to address. That issue of whether it's a legitimate concern that it's not lishma, or it's, no, we're not really concerned, we're only concerned about the husband lying and claiming that it's not lishma, seems to be a clear machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. If you look at Rashi, the last Rashi on Beis Amud Beis, V'Rabbanan Huda Atzrichu, the Rabbanan required B'Fari Nechta B'Famei Nechtan, L'Meichash L'Milsa, Mishum Di'ika Di'ishkach Kasuv V'Omeid, Kigon Shenechtav L'Shem Echad M'Mnei Iro Sheshmo Kishmo Shma Kishma, V'Nimlech Milagarish. Because sometimes you have that you find an already written get, like we said yesterday, Menachem Mendel and I forgot the girl.
Chaim Ruschka.
Thank you, Chaim Ruschka. Thank you. Right on top of that, Menachem Mendel and Chaim Ruschka. You find a get that's already written and you can use it. Rashi sounds like he's saying, yeah, this happens. This actually happens sometimes, and because it actually happens, we're concerned about it, and therefore we try to address it. Tosfos and Gimel Amud Aleph and Beis Amud Beis. If you look in Tosfos and Dibra Maskel Lefi, so Tosfos, right, I'll tell you in a second. Which Tosfos is it? Yeah, the second one. Take a look, Lefi Shein Bikin Lishma, the second one. Kasha, de la kaman tanya hu atzmo she vigita vayna tzorek shi yom rafani nechta rafani nechtam. Maishna hum ishlucho. Tosfos asks a very simple question. If all the Batei Din are a bunch of morons in Medina Siyam and they don't know the Shema, right? Why is it only when a shliach brings the get that he has to say b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam? Why when the Baal himself brings the get does he not have to say it? Yichashin Hashem lanas l'shma. V'tayim d'arma l'kaman min kadnaka le'biyade v'yu ma'arari l'avei lam lo y'arari mitchi lo yada d'bay l'shma v'hash l'yada. And the Gemara itself on Daf Hey addresses this issue. I mean, it tells us kasha, but it's like, it's yeshiva shakasha. What I mean by that is, like in yeshivas, you learn like only the first two dapim in the Masechtos. You ask all the kashas that are, addressed explicitly in the Gemara on Daf Dalit, and like you never have to. Ignorance is bliss. You don't have to know that the Gemara asks those kashas, right? So Tos asks a yeshiva shakasha. He says, I don't understand why when the Baal brings it, don't you have to say b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam? And Tos says, okay, I got to admit, the Gemara already asked that kasha from Daf Hey, and the Gemara's answer is, the guy's bringing the get. He's not going to then claim that there's a problem with it. As Tosus though. Okay, so my kasha is on that Gemara then. Why not? If the claim is that it wasn't written lishma because the people in Medina Siam don't know what they're doing, right? If that's a legitimate concern, the people in Medina Siam have no clue what they're doing, so then why wouldn't the Baal say that? Maybe when the Baal brought the get, he thought he didn't know this din. He was also, like Rashi said, he was also not a Ben Torah. And then he sat down, he started learning Masechus Git, and he learned this din because of all the Shema. He became a Ben Torah, and he said, you know what? There's a problem with my get. Why wouldn't he be married just because he's bringing it? So says Tosfos, it must be that there's not a real concern that any Beis Din didn't know that you do it with Shema. There's no such concern. That's the key line. All it is over here is the husband making noise. We're not concerned that he's going to come with a legitimate claim that it's not lishma. We're concerned that he's going to make noise with an illegitimate claim that it's not lishma, and we're just going to need some sort of teretz. We need to be able to tell him, no, you're being crazy. We know that it's okay. How do you know? So yeah, shliach told us. We need something. We need a teretz for him. A lot of times you have people that are concerned, that are nervous about a halachic issue, and you just. You know that it's not a problem, but you're not going to calm them down, and you're not going to be able to address it and just clear the air unless you have something in hand that you can say, no, we know this is fine. So fundamental machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi holds a real concern. Tosfos not a real concern. The husband Rashi, we're really worried that it's not lishma. Tel says, of course it's lishma. We're worried that the husband's going to say it's not lishma.
So why would a husband, let's say 5 years later, both of them got remarried, why would he come and make stuff up that it's not lishma now?
He has nothing to lose. She has everything to lose.
But why is he? Why would he
hates her. He hates her. And she's married. He's not remarried. Let's say he's not remarried. Let's say. Let's make it even simpler. She's remarried to a guy who's taller, better looking, and smarter than him. And they have more beautiful children than he ever had with the woman. So by claiming that it's not lishma, you know what he does? He makes her have to get divorced from that man, and all those beautiful little children are mamzer. Ha! So I win.
So let's say it's a guy that, let's say he's a Baal Tshuva, and now he's a very learned person, and he realizes that there was something wrong with the get.
Even if you got
So the question is, but what does halacha tell you? The halacha is that rov, Tos says, the rov, stam sifri didaini migmar gemiri, the rov, that's a rov, that's a ruba delesa, come on. The rov of the sofrim know what they're doing, and the halacha is, midar raisa, achri am lahatu, you're allowed to rely on rov. That's it, you rely on rov, that's the din. Yeah.
He says that it's laz, so why would the husband say, oh, so it's not lashma? Why would that be the thing that he's saying? Meaning, why is he concerned specifically with that thing? If it's tam laz, so why does he say, oh, that's what it is? It's not lashma. Why anything else?
So let's go back to the question of why we picked lashma as the psul, no matter, you know, regardless of which way you read it, right? Why do we pick lishma as the psul? So either because it's shchiach, so he figures he has the best chance of being listened to, right? Meaning it's the most the batei din don't hold of such a drasha. So meaning there are people that don't hold of such a drasha out there. So yeah, he's just going with a claim that would work. So it's the best possible claim. I mean, whatever the answer to that kasha is the answer to this kasha, I think.
You might have answered this already. I just don't get it. Why don't we bother him? Why doesn't he have to say the funai or anything?
The husband himself?
Yeah.
Because the Gemara says, because if he's bringing the get, then there's no way he's going to want to possle the get later. So Tos asks, what do you mean? Why not? But what if he learns that it's actually possle? So Tos says, no, we're not concerned that he's actually going to learn that it's possible. We're concerned that he's going to make up a story. He's not going to make up a story when he's the one that brought the get, because it's just going to make him look bad. You know, what did you bring it for if it was a problem?
And Ross was asking if he does come.
Yeah, Ross saying, but isn't there a possibility that he actually did learn something and that he actually did, which is true, there is that possibility, but we don't have to worry about that. So these are two basic approaches, but there is a third approach. Take a look at the Ran, the Falfam Beis Bedap Erif. So the Ran writes, Alvam Beis Dibra Maskel Bedin, short paragraph.
So Rashi says that there is something fundamentally wrong?
That it's a legitimate concern. Without Befani Nachta, Befani Nachta, we are legitimately concerned that it wasn't written in the Shema.
Even though it's okay there, I
suppose? Right. That the Rabbanan were chushish. There is a concept in general called Miura Matsui. We're going to discuss in Tamin Halacha today. There is a concept called Miura Matsui. Miura Matsui means that when something is... The Halacha Midar Reis is you always follow the majority. So if there's 51% chance there's no problem, then there's no problem. But come on, 49% chance that there's a problem, you buy a suit and only 49% of the suits that company makes have shotness in it, you're not going to get it checked? I mean... 49% chance there's a problem, you're going to be pretty worried about that. So the Rabbanan typically were choshesh for a miyut amatzui, that when something is a common miyut, now if it's a 0.01% chance, whatever, very tiny chance, you don't have to worry about things like that. But for a common miyut, the Rabbanan, it's a dint Rabbanan, they have to be choshesh midaraisa, so you don't have to be. Okay, so that's a question. What does it mean, stam sifri d'daini? Does it mean that it's a 51% rov or a 99% rov? So Rashi will say, Midrabbanan, we have a legitimate concern here.
I think it seems like there's no, I'm saying, or Meir explicitly says that he's the one that's very strong about...
Oh, okay, we'll get to Cheshinu Lemiyuta. We'll get to Cheshinu Lemiyuta. Hopefully. That's in 2 weeks, probably. But we'll get there. Yeah.
Could you say that the reason Tosfos says Stama Lishma, which seems to take, it seems to be consistent with what they're saying now, is they don't take Lishma as a serious concern, therefore stam lishma should be enough. And according to Rashi, where it is a serious concern, that stumble lishma is not enough to say that you need real proof. So therefore, you need to have a whole conversation about.
You're saying stumble lishma doesn't really address it, but.
But since it's not a serious concern of ours, that it's enough to say. But according to Rashi, it doesn't say that. They really need to have a whole conversation. You really need to investigate it because it's.
Okay, I hear that. I mean, I would not have said that because I would have thought that stumble lishma is more a din in what do the words mean. Meaning, what is his kavana when he says those words? But I hear that Tosos is willing to let you get away with less because he's not really as concerned.
I'm saying the kavana of the words. Rashi could also say the kavana of the words are lishma, but that's not enough because
you need to actually say it because we're really concerned, so we need to air it out and get it very clear.
Mm-hmm.
I hear that. Let's take a look at the Ran. Said the Ran, Daf Alvin Beis. B'dinu d'lubayi treya libet d'travayu. Kolomar. Bein l'rava, bein l'rada. V'yaf l'gav d'kayim l'an d'erech l'nem b'yisurin. Ha'chav l'idav shabiyarva, v'in dav shabiyarva pachas mishnayim, k'disa b'gemara, eldi mishamiguna k'il barabana. So far, it's just paraphrasing the Gemara. Kolomar. Kivan d'mi da'oraisa lo tzarech. Since on a da'oraisa level, you don't need anything. You don't need b'farinechta. Why? Does tam sifri d'dayni migmar gemiri? Because the sofrim know what they're doing. Ulakium nami lekalamechash de edim achsum malshtar nasuk mishnech reidus and bezin. And really, you don't even need to be mekayim the get, because once there are signatures on it, it's good. Here it is. V'rabbanon hu da atzruchkiyim b'kolash. I'm sorry. V'rabbanon hu da atzruchkiyim b'kolash. And in general, it's only din to rabbanon that you even need kiyim shtaros in general. V'atzruch na. Here it is. V'atzruch nami aliba de rabba lemechash shema lo nichtav lishma. If you were to stop the Ron right there, is the Ron saying legitimate concern or just the husband making noise? V'itzruch nami aliba deraba lemechash shema lo nichtav lishma. What does that sound like if we were to stop right there? Sounds like Rashi. This is real. We are choshesh, according to Rabba, maybe it wasn't lishma. Then says the Ron, im yavo abal v'ya'arer. If the husband comes and is ma'arer, then we're going to be concerned. It's not lishma.
It's like any other kiyum shtar. It's like any other shtar. They need the kayim, but only if there's a reis and a shtar.
Oh, okay. One second. So, except over here, you don't really need a real kiyum. You only need one shliach.
Yeah, but he's saying just like they were attacking regular kiyum. So also they were attacking.
So what would you say? Would you line them up with Rashi? Would you line them up with Tosos? It's both. It's a compromise, right? It sounds like it's a compromise. Is it a legitimate concern? Yes, but. Right? Only if the husband's ma'ara. We're not going to be concerned when a get comes and it looks kosher and it looks like it has, you know, there are, I was talking to Rav Avram Shor over the summer. I had an opportunity to meet with him a little bit. And he was telling me that in certain communities that were divorced from Talmidei Chachamim for generations, you know, in certain parts of the world. He said he saw gittin that they had written, that a man would write to his wife, Harei at Megreshes, and then the rest of the Nusach of the Get was a mezuzah. It was the text of a mezuzah. They pashut didn't know anything, right? So you know, obviously, you see a get like that, you know, or it's not 12 lines, you know, something that's just like everyone's supposed to know about gittin, that you got to the first Tosos, you would have known it, you know, something, then you know it's a red flag. But you see a regular get, it looks fine, it looks normal, it looks good, there's no reason to assume there's any problem. When am I going to assume there's a problem? When there's a reyesa, like Mordechai said, when there's a reyesa, when there's a husband screaming, there's a problem. So then, it's not, I don't think the husband's just a crazy person who's trying to make trouble. Then that screaming is going to make me legitimately concerned. So is it like Tosfos? No, it's not like Tosfos, because Tosfos says even when the husband's screaming, I'm not really concerned. I just want to shut him up. So the best way to shut him up is by having a guy say, "Before nothing, before nothing." It's not Rashi, because Rashi says, even if the husband doesn't scream, I am concerned. It has nothing to do with the Irabal. I'm worried this isn't done right. The Ran is somewhere in between. I'll be legitimately concerned when I have cause for concern. Short of cause for concern, I'm not going to be concerned. That's the Ran. So it seems you have three shitos over here, right? So Rav Asher Weiss in Minchas Asher, which we're going to be using a lot. I don't even know if it's available in stores. I don't know. I found it once, but very, very good. As far as I'm concerned, the best sefer on gittin I've seen so far from the Achronim. So Rav Asher Ravash Weiss writes like this, that Rashi and the Ran are not really different from each other. It can't be that Rashi's going to hold that any get that comes automatic from Medina Sayyam, I'm automatically going to assume is not Lishma. Legitimately going to be worried is not Lishma. Can't be. And he says, I have three rayas that Rashi can't possibly hold that you're automatically concerned that something's not Lishma. Raya number one is, when a get comes from Medina Sayyam, not with a shliach. Let's say a woman's divorced. A woman lived in Medina Sayyam. Now she's moving to Teretz Yisrael. Right? And she and we say, hey, we recognize you. Weren't you Mrs. So-and-so? I was. I have a get, though. Look, proof, I'm divorced. What should we do? If every get in Medina Sayyam is questionable, we should say, b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. You need some sort of kiyum. But we don't. Woman brings her get. It's Beferish Gemara. She does not say b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. Machlokes, we've shown him why not, but we'll get to that. But she does not say b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. Why not? It's written b'medina siyam. Shouldn't we be worried about it? Or like Rashi says. Rashi talks about a maybe get, and what does Rashi say? A shliach lehalacha. But what if it were a shliach lekabbalah? Are you familiar with the concept of shliach lekabbalah? There are two types of shluchim by a get. The husband can make a shliach to send the get to his wife. So the shliach gives it to the wife. Or the wife can make a shliach to receive the get from the husband. In either case, it goes husband, shliach, wife. What's the difference between shliach lehalacha and shliach lekabbalah? When are they divorced? By shliach lehalacha, where the husband made the shliach to bring the get to the wife, they're divorced only when the get gets to the wife. By shliach lekabbalah, the shliach is kiyad isha. She's the shliach of the isha. He's the shliach of the isha, so he becomes an extension of the isha. So when it goes from husband to shliach, they're already divorced. So let's say the woman sent the shliach lekabbalah to Medina Sayyam, received the get from the husband, the shliach received the get from the husband, then the shliach brings the get to deliver Teretz Yisrael to the woman. So do you need b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam? Says Rashi, no. Why not? It's the same Beis Din. Beis Din did the get in Medina Sayyam. Why aren't we worried about... No? Why shouldn't we be worried? Apparently, it's not just Stam that we're always worried about that every get by Medina Sayyam, that it's a legitimate concern. The Gemara, again, like I said before, in Daf Hamad Aleph, discusses when the husband himself brings the get. He doesn't have to say, b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam, because he's the one that's bringing it, so we don't have to worry about him being ma'arer. What do you mean? If according to Rashi, if there's a legitimate concern that every get by Medina Sayyam is puzzle, so what that the husband's not going to be ma'arer? He's carrying a puzzle get. He's delivering a puzzle get. Why do I care? Again, the Gemara in Daf Hey asks, why doesn't the husband have to say b'fanei nechtam when he brings the get by Medina Sayyam? The Gemara says, because if he's bringing it, he's never going to cause trouble. But it's not about him causing trouble. What's it about? It's about the fact that the get's puzzle. So Elamai, what do you see? That we don't really think the get is puzzle. So that's Raya number one that he has, that Rashi can't possibly hold, that we really think the get is puzzle. Raya number two, Rashi and Dav Yonah Meral. Rashi writes, B'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam, leisei b'kiddushin. D'takanta d'rabbanan b'almi h'begitin dilma asi bal ma'aru pasalei. Rashi says explicitly, why do we make a special din by gitin, not by any other shtar, of b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam, not by shtar kiddushin, let's say. Why is it dafka by gitin? B'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam, we make such a din? Because it's a takana d'rabbanan that we're worried the bal is going to be ma'aru. Rashi, you're not supposed to say we're worried the Baal is going to be ma'ar. What's Rashi supposed to say? What's the problem? That the get wasn't really lishma. Not that the Baal is going to be ma'ar, but that it really wasn't lishma. Whether the husband says anything or not.
Why would that be different between getin and
getin? Okay, good. We're going to have to get that the Rabban were misakin by a get. You're right. Meaning, exactly. But that's why Rashi has to say ma'ar over there. Either, but so our Rashi is going to have to read that Gemara also. Meaning you're right. The chiluk only makes sense if it's a worry about the Baal being ma'arer. Third raya, says Rav Asher. And this, you know, this is to me the most fascinating. Rashi says, and I alluded to this already, Rashi says only shliach lahalach hasib funay nechtav, not shliach lekabala. Why? What's the difference between shliach lahalacha and shliach lekabala? So the Ran explains that beza menal pidap erid, dibur maskel lekasev.
How was shliach lekabala? No.
He was there.
He was there when they wrote it, or he just received it?
Same as Shliach LaHalacha would know. He got it, both of them received it from the husband. Just the Shliach LaKabbalah was acting as the woman. So he would have even a better chance of knowing. Well, not a better chance, but he would have as good a chance of knowing.
It's not only a question on Rashi, it's also a question on Tosos.
The what?
That question, why over there in other cases do we not need to say Fanenachta? But here we need to have an implication of Lishma.
Which one? The Shliach Lalach Kabbalah case, you got on the last raya?
The case where we ask why do all the other like Kedushin start?
Oh, okay, going on that raya, yeah.
Yeah, why do they need?
Yeah, but Tosus will say exactly what Rashi says in Daf Yud. The husband is going to be ma'arer, so that's why we required it over there because the husband is going to cause trouble. Not that we actually are concerned, but the husband is going to cause trouble. The question is, why does Rashi even bring in the husband causing trouble? How's Rashi allowed to bring in the issue of the husband causing trouble? Rashi holds it's a legitimate concern. Elamai, Rashi doesn't hold it's a legitimate concern on its own. He holds the hybrid shita. He holds like the Ran. That it's a concern when the husband's ma'ara. Right? Rashi must be like the Ran. Tosus anyway is going to have no problem, because Tosus will say, husbands cause problems by divorces. They don't cause problems otherwise. The third raya, again, is Rashi says a shliach laholacha has to say b'farinechta, not a shliach lekabala. Why? Why not a shliach lekabala? Says the Ran, daf beza medalef, dibur maskel v'kashav Rashi zal, kashav Rashi zal mishnah seinu, the shliach say ashoni b'mishnah habala so shliach laholacha. V'nirali shekashav kei mishum diavi shliach lekabala, Kivan she isha nizgarsha b'kabalaso, einu tzarek lom b'farinechta. The what? If he was a shliach l'kabalah, by the time the guy gets here, they are already divorced. They're divorced when the shliach already got, when the shliach took it from the husband, they were already divorced. So you don't need to say b'farinechta, b'farinechta. V'hainu naim b'farchim b'parka mevi tinyon, alodim asnisan, two hamevis, says, we know the rule is, once the Gerushin happened already in Medina Sayam, you don't need a Kiyum Aget in Eretz Yisrael. One second. The time of the Milsa, here it is. The time of the Milsa, why is it that when the divorce happened already in Medina Siam, do we not need b'farni nechtam in Eretz Yisrael? De kivan de medina lo tzarich ela mipnei chashash shema yavo abal v'ya'arer. Since the whole reason you ever need b'farni nechtam is what? Because the husband might come screaming in Beis Din. Ein lachosh li'iruro elek shu noson l'shliach la'olacha. We're only worried the husband's going to come making claims that there's a problem with this get when the husband wasn't there to see it through. When the husband left it with the shliach la'olacha to bring to his wife. When the divorce was happening, the husband was in a different country. He wasn't there to see it through. That's when husbands cause problems with getting. But if the husband was there, may aleph ad tav, he was there for the entire divorce proceedings. He's not going to later come and say there was a problem with it. Because, hello, where were you? You were right there the whole time. Why didn't you tell us there was a problem before? He knows it'll make him look like an idiot. Since the whole concern is that the husband is going to be ma'arer, so we're only worried about shliach la'olacha. We're not worried about shliach la'kabbalah. Because the husband's never going to be ma'arer by shliach la'kabbalah. And that's why Rashi says that it's only a shliach la'alacha issue, not a shliach la'kabbalah issue. The Ran is explaining who? Rashi. How do we understand Rashi? That it's really a problem, that it's not lishma. The Bati Dinim are morons, they don't know anything. It has nothing to do with the husband being ma'arim. But the Ran explains Rashi on the Mishnah when he says la'alacha. Oh, Rashi must mean that it's only initial shliach la'alacha because we're only, the whole reason you need Farinatim is because of Ira Rabal. And there's no concern of Yira Rabal by Shliach LeKabbalah. What are you talking about? Rashi doesn't think the whole concern is Yira Rabal. Rashi's really worried that the Batei Din don't know what they're doing. How could the Ran use that to explain Rashi? How could the Ran use Yira Rabal as the backbone of the explanation of Rashi and the Mishnah? Pnei Yeshua's Kasha. Ba'am Kasha on the Ran. Elamai, it's only a kasha if you understand that Rashi thinks that Ira Rabal is a non-issue, and the whole issue is that we think the Batei Din don't know what they're doing. But if Rashi really holds like the Ran on Daf Aleph B'Daf Erev, that yes, we're concerned it's not done the Shema, but when are we concerned that it's not done the Shema? What did the Ran say? When do we begin to become concerned that the get wasn't done the Shema? Only if the Baal is Ma'arim. Only if the Baal opens up his mouth. That's when we're concerned that it's not the Lishma. So Ira Rabal plays a role in the whole process. So now this Ran, coming to explain Rashi, what does the Ran say? Ira Rabal. I'm worried about Ira Rabal. Yeah, Rashi's also only worried about Ira Rabal. If there's no Ira Rabal, the Baal doesn't say anything, Rashi also is not going to be worried that it wasn't on the Shema. So that the says Rav Asher, that is the third reason I think that Rashi really holds like the Ran. And Rashi's not saying an independent thing that Ira Rabal has nothing to do, does is not machnas into the parsha. Yeah.
This is separate a little bit, but actually I always think.
One last ha'ara. This was a kasha on the Pnei Yeshua's kasha on the Ran. How could the Ran use Ira Rabal to defend Rashi? Rashi doesn't hold of Ira Rabal, right? In the interest of full disclosure, as they say, the Pnei Yeshua has a different teretz. Meaning, Rav Asher Weiss says, oh, so you see that Rashi really holds like the Ran. Pnei Yeshua says, no, I don't see that Rashi really holds like the Ran. Pnei Yeshua himself has a different teretz. Pnei Yeshua writes, V'nir l'anias daiti, at the end of source number 4, Dekivan de b'shliach kabbalah nigmaru agerishim b'medina siyam atzma, sulo chayshinan kiechi dulo chayshinan legitin shenitnu b'medina siyam miyad bal yad yisho, basa achach l'aretz Yisrael, d'muteres l'inase. Pnei Yeshua says, It's just not something that the Rabbanon would ever do. Listen carefully. This is important in terms of general public policy in Judaism. Communities have to function. When communities function, it means people are getting divorced and someone's arranging those gittin. We can't have people who are divorced for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, then move to a new country and say, guess what? You're not really divorced. Ha ha. If the Beis Din in their place where they were living saw the whole get through and, you know, finished the whole process, we have to respect that. Now, if there's a psul d'oraisa, there's a psul d'oraisa, obviously, you know that, and so you can't respect it. But if it's only an issue midrabban, the rabban are not going to be misakein to disrespect someone else's process. So think about it like this. When a shliach l'olacha brings a get to Eretz Yisrael, when does the divorce happen? Where does the divorce happen? Where? What country? In Eretz Yisrael. In Shliach La'olacha. In Eretz Yisrael. So then, the Eretz Yisrael, the Kedayanim could say, I'm worried it's not written Lishma, it has to happen on our terms. Because it hasn't happened yet. But when you have a Shliach LeKabbalah in Medina Siyam, and the get is happening where? In Medina Siyam. Or let's say, for that matter, says the Bnei Yeshua, a couple got divorced 10 years ago in Medina Siam. They each got remarried, and now each one of them is making Aliyah, and they're moving to Eretz Yisrael. Chazan doesn't then go and say, oh, wait a second, I don't trust the Bais Din of Medina Siam. They don't know what they're doing. They're a bunch of idiots. They don't know the Din of Lishma. So it would destroy Judaism. It would destroy the whole concept of a get. Yichus HaKlal Yisrael will be destroyed forever. Everyone's a mamzer. Unless you had your get, you were lucky enough to have a get in Eretz Yisrael. Anytime someone would have to get divorced, they'd have to go to Eretz Yisrael. Or stay in Medina Siam for the rest of their lives. It would be impossible. So he says, that's why. That's what the Ran is saying. The Ran is saying that when the get happened by Yishliach LeKabbalah in Medina Siam, right, when the get happened by Medina Siam, the husband can't be Ma'ar because it's too late. It's over. Bezen Shalal doesn't start asking questions about Bezen Shalal Medina Siam when it was already done in Medina Siam. It's only when Bezen Shalal needs to finish it that's when we start asking questions about the first half that was done with Medina Siyam. Very important public policy kind of issue. Relates to a lot of the debates that are going on about Geirus, Bizmanenu, in Eretz Yisrael. To what extent can Beis Din say, oh, you had a Geirus from whatever, the RCA Beis Din in America 30 years ago, and you've been a frum Jew for 30 years, but we don't really trust that Geirus. Well, it depends. If they hold this real Psul D'Oraisa, so then they have to. But this is it's a very interesting insight that the Pnei Yeshua has. But anyway, I wanted to bring out Rav Asher's point. We'll stop there. What I want you to see tomorrow is take a look at those Rambams and Ravids in Hilchos Gerushin and Hilchos Avadim, and try to see if and the Lech Mishnah. The Lech Mishnah quotes a Gemara later on, Daf Chav Dalid. Try to take a look at that Gemara also, and we'll talk about that tomorrow. About a woman who brings her own get in Medina Siyam. Yeah.